Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wake Up 9/11 Radio. I'm your host, James Easton. And tonight... Oh, wait. Fuck. John calling John Doyle. Hey, bud.
Hey, what's up? Sorry, I'm late.
Sorry, oh, yeah, what were you doing? Taking a big shit?
No.
There's no answer to that.
I was listening to the video.
Okay.
Fucking hilarious, man. Fucking terrific.
Right, it'll be even better with your voice.
Yeah.
All right, I thought I'd say something like, dispatch, you know, like...
Yeah.
We could even make up the noises, you know. Like, we could even add the siren. I was like, anyway.
Okay, so you want me to read it off now?
Yeah. Now do
right.
A dry run.
All right.
And
yeah, this is Officer Bolshitsky from the 33rd Precinct. We got a 1333-11 in progress, but the perp's wearing a mask. There's nothing we could do about it. Forget about it.
All right, so be more passionate. You're like, we got 1333 progress.
All right, right. Yeah, this is Officer Bolshitsky from the 33rd Precinct. We got a 1333-11 in progress, but the perp's wearing a mask. There's nothing we can do about it. Forget about it.
All right, my dog's eating in the background here. I gotta close the door. Okay, all I gotta say is. Try to lower your voice a bit.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, like you're a big fat pig. And, I know you're not. Anyway,
well, I'm kind of. I got a pasta belly. All right.
Yeah.
I'll do it again.
Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah, this is Officer Bolshitsky from the 33rd Precinct. We got a 1333-11 in progress, but the perp's wearing a mask. There's nothing we could do about it. Forget about it.
Right on.
Is that good?
Okay. One more time.
All right.
And even deeper. Even, you know, like, this is Officer Bolshitsky.
Okay. All right.
Pizza.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, dispatch, this is Officer Bolshitsky from the 33rd Precinct. We got a 1333 in progress, but the perp's wearing a mask. And there's nothing we could do about it. Forget about it.
Okay, my dog's whining. Fucking dog.
Go in another
room. She wants food, but she already had 2 cans of food today, man.
Well, she just threw up, that's why.
Yeah, she just ate more grass. All right, well,
wash it down
we'll try that out.
All right. All right.
All right, so let's start the show. Well, all right. This is Wake Up 9/11.
Hey, James.
I'm your host, James. Hey, what's up? Oh, fuck off. Hold on. I gotta do my intro.
Got it.
This is Wake Up 911 Radio. I'm your host, James Easton, and with me is John Doerr, the co-host. And how are you doing, John?
Okay, James. How you doing? Good to be with you again.
How you doing, man?
Forget about it. I'm doing pretty good.
Fugazi. I'm from Jersey.
Bada bing, bada boom. We're smoking cigarettes.
How would a Jersey guy say I'm from Quebec?
I have no idea. I don't live in Jersey. I wouldn't be caught dead in Jersey.
Oh, okay, okay. the people in Jersey are not alive. Anyway.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's stupid.
Must be all the toxic waste dumps.
All right, so what we're going to talk about in this show is the psychology involved in 9/11. So, ultimately, they fooled us. There's more to the story than just being fooled. There's multiple layers of deception, and why don't you start? Do you want to field an
sure.
area?
Well, I personally think it's starting to like evolve in my mind that you know, a lot of the stuff that they a lot of the confusion and stuff, I think, is to hide certain things as well as confuse the people and lie to them.
Right.
In other words, it's like multi-layered. But I think along with putting out a certain, you know, storyline that they want people to believe, I think it also had to do with covering up certain aspects of their operation as well.
Right.
And thought crossed my mind that, like, the South Tower collapsing first in such a short time, I believe,
mm-hmm.
was also to kill as many people as they could.
That's right, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In a way. And so in that sense, that's like, you know, really psychologically, you know, twisted, to say the least.
Right.
but also, I believe they were found out by the firemen, and they had to blow it. Because, like I said earlier, once that fireman's transmission came across, which you said, you know, could also have been, you know, fate or
yeah.
Right. And this is what I mean psychologically, whereas, you know, in other words, he gets up there and he says, oh, you know, we can deal with it, whatever, you know, and put it out quickly with two lines or whatever, and then boom. They made it look like it was an excuse to hide their hijinks, but in reality, it was an excuse to, you know, bring the South Tower down on as many people as they could to, you know, bring, because that was their ultimate goal in doing it. I believe was to have enough people killed.
To justify the war.
Exactly.
Right? Okay.
And even so, you know, who's to say exactly how many people really died? You know, there's a whole the separate avenue of that, of, you know, that that they faked a lot of people dying to bring the numbers up as well. You know, to around 3,000. So there's a lot of controversy around that, around the exact number of people that died.
For sure. Some put it at like 2,997. I put it at 2,752 because I subtracted all the people that were on the plane.
Right.
And still, I mean, and the other thing that boggles my mind is why were there so few people on these planes? There's only like they're only like a quarter loaded.
Right.
Does this happen? I mean,
and
I just don't understand it.
the fact that there were a lot of people, like there was the famous, you know, phone call from the I forget who he was, if it was a senator or a congressman's wife.
Right.
You know, supposedly made a phone call from the planes, which was proven to be impossible.
Yeah,
I honestly believe that they extracted parts of Operation Northwoods, which called for CIA and FBI agents to pose as regular, you know, citizens. Well, in Northwoods, it was going to be like a collegiate sports team flying out of Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I think that has something to do with it too.
Well, I'm going to say right now that
a lot of the people were, you know, in other words, the names on the passenger list were a lot of them were connected to, in other words, people who were connected to the incident. So they could be
totally
faked and used, you know, as passengers.
Like Pentagon.
And then just disappeared, you know, with, you know, if you think about it, these people have so much money, you know, they could disappear anybody off the face of the earth and, you know, put them on a, you know, South Pacific island somewhere, never to be heard or seen of again.
Yeah, in my mind.
Or maybe
like
in a Chinese ghost city somewhere.
There you go. There you go.
Right.
We were just talking about that the other day, or today, actually.
Yeah.
I wanted to point out that they introduce so many factors that people can't handle that shit. It's more than your typical grocery list. It's like there's a few thousand factors involved. And in order to tie it all together, you have to know what they all are. And if you're missing links, then it becomes difficult to finish. It's the biggest mystery, I think, that's ever been introduced to the human civilization.
Right, and it was intentionally constructed that way, on purpose.
Right, and, you know, the other stuff like Sandy Hook, and there's one thing leads to another, but it's because of 9/11 that they introduced the concept of conspiracy, reintroduced the concept of conspiracy theorists, and...
Right.
Label people, and I had a guy on my page today saying you're a know-it-all and you're this and you're that and fuck Islam and blah blah blah, you know, like he's either one of two things: he's a complete fucking moron, or
he's a plant.
Yeah, there you go,
he's trolling you,
he's working for them. And it's I found out not too long ago, like, a guy that I trusted for a long time is one of these guys. He has to be. He lied to me so many times, and I let him slide because I liked him and I thought he was a cool guy and he told me a lot of info. But it's like taking candy from a stranger, you know.
Yeah.
You're running a risk of
it's kind of like I just watched the movie the other day. Remember the old movie Stalag 17?
Mm-hmm.
That Hogan's Heroes.
Mystery movie?
That was made from that movie. Stalag 17 was a really good movie. It was about Americans and a German, you know, American soldiers, you know, in a prison camp in Germany.
Okay. All right.
And what they did was they slipped a German officer in there that actually was, you know, lived in America and, in other words, infiltrated and was... you know, slipping out information to the warden of the camp and all that.
Oh, okay.
And
you
understand? So you never know who you're dealing with, you know?
Well, in theory, you can't trust anybody.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I have...
Which is a shame.
It's
a reality.
Totally sad. It's fucking sad.
Yeah.
The only people you can really trust are your family, and even then, I mean, you know, you may not get along with all your family, but they're your family, man. They come first. And if it doesn't work, well, later in life you should try to make it work, but that's just another point. I've known you for a while, but even if I've known you for 10 years, you could be an agent, and you could pull something on. The problem is it's a trade-off, because you provide me with help, and I provide you with help. But at some point or another, you could be a bad guy. It's like, I'm not oblivious to this fact, but I take a chance or a risk, a trade-off in the trade-off. And same with this other guy. I mean, he told me tons of information, but it's like Alex Jones. It's like he hands out the information, and then he misleads you. He's like,
right.
The sky is blue, and it's made of gummy bears. You know, like, it's just a complete fabrication. And I don't want to dwell on Alex Jones, but
no, I hear you.
I have my own evidence to the point to the fact that he's a fucking piece of shit. But he's quite funny to watch. I mean, he's funny to.
No, he's hilarious. I mean, in 2003, when I started, you know, when I got my first internet connection. And when I was out west, I was out in the middle of the woods, and I just went crazy on, you know, on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that first, you know, in other words, awakened me, you know, about 9/11 and all of that stuff.
Right.
And but you know, and it's, I mean, and you're correct. I used to just love watching his rants, you know, him going absolutely batshit crazy, because he's hilarious, which is part of his act, I believe, you know.
Right.
He's claiming to be serious and caring about America and all that, you know.
Meanwhile, he's selling us down the river.
Right.
He's married to
you. In a sense, his whole stuff is just an act, you know.
That's right. It is.
To
it's
incite
also...
people.
Right.
Wherein he's giving you straight, you know, truth, but at the same time, it's being done for an ulterior motive, which is to incite people, because I believe that's what they want. You know, they want people to rebel and revolt, to
they
give
want
them
to
the excuse.
So they can
exactly
mold them down.
Exactly.
That's what they want.
And I think he's a big contributor to that.
Fucking
you
right
know?
He is. Like,
yeah.
I saw this one clip called Jack Boots.
And
it's him just fucking railing, just going nuts about how they're going to take you and beat you to a pulp until you're black and blue and all this shit. And, you know,
right.
And he's just getting right into it. Like, fucking.
Yeah.
But anyways, you're right. That's part of the psychology is to.
Right.
It's
right in front of your face and you don't even realize it.
You know he worked with Loose Change?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, well, it's just how convenient, you know?
Right.
So it just lends more credibility to my argument. But
right.
That he's a shill, they're shills, they're misleading everybody, and it's pretty plain to see. It's like there were no fucking planes. There's plenty of evidence to this effect. I made fucking 5 movies on the subject. There's a dozen other movies out there. Now, when you type in 9/11, there's more conspiracy videos now than there are, you know, bullshit
story official
videos.
Official story videos. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, to believe this or not, my first movie, 9/11, the Biggest Lie, was up there, like in the first page.
Right.
Number 7 or so. And the numbers have dropped a lot. The acceleration has dropped. But it's only, it used to be a couple thousand a day. Now it's down to like 200 a day. But,
right.
I mean, I think I saturated the market with my movie. But I did it. Here's a lesson to everybody else is if you make something and it's the first time you do it really fucking good, like as best as you fucking can. Because all the subsequent shit, if the first one's not as good as it could be, the subsequent shit won't get the attention you want.
Right.
So the other movies only have like 50,000 and on down. So.
Right. And also, I'd like to say that, you know, I mean, the results when you Google stuff is totally controlled.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
And
Wikipedia is totally a, you know, New World Order, you know, control system of information or disinformation.
Both.
Yeah.
And It's like
you know, they lead you in the wrong direction. Definitely Wikipedia.
Well, here's an example of that. When I made Biggest Lie, there were 750,000 Iraqis that died in the Iraq War, but it's more like 1.5 million. And,
right.
And we
now they're even claiming it's up near 2 million or better.
Well, you know how many kids died alone? It was 500,000 kids died from sanctions between the first Iraq War and the second one. But if you want to sort of bundle it together with the war on terror, it's we're looking at millions of people. Millions. It's fucking absolutely frightening and sick. And to think anyone would ever stand by that is just as a demonstration of how fucking retarded they are, how stupid and insensitive and uncompassionate and fucking full of shit they are. So, anyways, the psychology of that is the, I mean, if you want to look at it this way, it's like you fear for your life because you know there's a war. You know, and things get more stringent during war. It seems like it's acceptable, you know, like the Patriot Act, you know. Well, you know, we've got to tighten up on security because we got attacked.
And steal your rights
take
away.
Take our liberties. Take our liberties.
Which shows what cowards people really are. I'd rather have all my freedoms intact and be able to fight, you know, against terrorists on my own than have my government steal, you know, parts of my freedom away to secure me, which, you know, they've already proven that they can't secure you. You know, there's people that have gotten up on top of the towers of the Brooklyn Bridge and changed the American flags up there to white flags, which could have just as easily been, you know, dirty bombs, you know. In other words, and also there was a young teenage kid climbed to the top of the new Freedom Tower that replaced the Twin Towers. And, you know, like stayed up there all night and was up on top of the antenna. You know, he could have very well have had the same thing, you know, a nuclear device that could have, you know, blown the whole city apart.
That's okay. I want to say this much. They are the ones who introduced the idea of terrorism.
Right.
America was a peaceful place before this.
Right.
And so was all of North America, South America, and Europe. And, you know, they created this air of, it's like, I call it a George Orwellian scary mood. And they put fear in our minds.
And it's still persisting.
The main
it's still persisting today. And the whole wave of Islamophobia, you know, where all you have to do is like look on Facebook, you know, and it's showing, you know, people being beheaded and all this stuff, you know. This is just to point it out. I mean, you can't show a woman's breasts on Facebook, you know.
I know.
But you could show somebody's head being cut off. You know, someone's head being cut off or, you know, being murdered, you know, that's okay. They allow that. You know why? Because it helps the agenda.
They want that.
You know, the fear agenda.
Right.
Which is, you know, you need government, you need the military, and, you know, to protect you, which I say is absolute bullshit. I'd rather protect myself. I don't need anybody to protect me or want anybody to protect me.
Well, this cognitive dissonance thing is a grandiose word, and it's introduced by 9/11 and 9/11 Truth. They spread it around like butter. It is something that people can't understand. It's like saying metaphysics or I don't know, transcendence, or you know, like most people don't even have a fucking clue what those things are. So.
Right.
If you say, well, you're cognitively dissonant, I like to say simple things like, you don't want me to trump you, you believe in what you believe, and even if I prove it to you, you still won't believe me because the
you want to stay in denial of the truth. You want to stay in denial
the lie
of the truth.
The lie is so big. It's fucking, there's way too many things to to consider.
Right, decipher.
Time to do. It's
right.
Like if you try to describe all of New York City to someone.
Yeah.
In a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the
right.
whole fucking city.
Yeah, it's impossible.
You could scratch the surface, but you couldn't
right.
explain everything. And people only have time. Like, people are very, time-oriented.
Exactly.
It's like, well, it's almost lunchtime. Well, it's almost break time. Well, it's almost this
right.
time. I got to go to work. I got to do this. I got to watch the kids. I got to wash the car. I got to do this.
Right.
You know, they don't have the time to...
And that's not on purpose, too.
Fucking right. That's why there's so many fucking factors in this.
Right.
And,
it's keeping people's nose to the grindstone. And in a mentality of survival, you know, keeping people in survival mode constantly. So they don't look
yeah,
around
like,
and,
once,
and find out the real truth.
Once you crack the egg, when you introduce the idea that it was a lie, well, they have that covered too. You see, the first thing they tell you is an American Airlines jet and the United Airlines jet crashed into the towers. And then what they show you are pictures of military aircraft with a flight termination system on it. But you wouldn't know that unless you joined 8911 and 911 Truth. Now, the fact is there were no airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a sublayer to the first lie. And
right.
you have to crack another egg inside the egg.
Mm-hmm.
And and then you have to crack the third egg. It's fucking multidimensional.
It's like the Russian dolls. It's like a doll inside a doll inside a doll.
You're like, and
it's a lie inside a lie inside a lie.
You can be convinced that the second layer is the right one. And
right.
that's what people in 9/11 Truth believe because it's drilled into them.
Right.
It's constantly drilled into them.
Mm-hmm.
Same as the belief that they're going to get something done, which they
right.
haven't done in 9 years. So
right.
Every year they say the same thing all year long, is
uh-huh.
we need another investigation.
Uh-huh.
Well, when you get
Where
around,
is it? No. Where is it?
And they have this thing coming up. You know, they're having an architectural meeting or something like this. But in
yeah.
my mind, it's a little bit late, don't you think?
Yeah.
We're on the edge of the cliff here.
Yeah.
You know, they're poised to... eradicate people. They
right.
have tanks, weapons, munitions, personnel.
Mm-hmm.
They have a plan. And they're in Texas. They're in New Mexico. They're in Florida. You
mm-hmm.
know, they're in Louisiana. They're all over the place. And they're going
yep.
after the people with guns. And they've already done this. There's footage
yep.
of it. And Katrina, they would drive up to people's houses and knock like
yeah.
down on the door and like confiscate
no.
weapons, put people on their porch in handcuffs, you know,
right.
for having weapons. It was a drill.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So this drill, like the FEMA drills on 9/11, like
mm-hmm.
the police drills on the Boston bombing,
mm-hmm.
this accompanies. It's their formula, which has worked many times over.
Right.
And so this drill will accompany, I swear to God,
mm-hmm.
Another false flag. And
absolutely.
Like, they may stagger it a little, but
right.
I bet you it's going to be within days of each other.
Yeah.
They're already doing stuff.
Well, during. I mean, it's going to be months long, this, you know, the Jade Helm thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's unprecedented. Nothing has ever happened like what's going to happen soon in this drill. And
which is why you and I are fighting hard to fucking wake people up. And, you know,
right.
we've done our part. You know, like, besides knocking on doors and interrupting people during dinner and saying, excuse me, can we talk about the future of the world here? You know,
no.
like, people are like, no, I'm too busy. I have things to do. You know, like, they're fucking
right.
having lunch.
Right.
And this is probably the best we can do, is intellectual discussion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know it all, but I do. And I don't claim to have all the answers, but I do. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, because I did my homework, fuck. And so did you, you know.
No.
I applaud you for being such a a brilliant guy, and it's really, you know, fortunate for others to listen to us. But the problem is that nobody, not too many people do, and even if we're, it's like, you know, if the wall is red and you're colorblind,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, the wall's red, and you're like, mm-hmm. no, it's gray. You know, like, but it's red, it's really red. No, no, it's gray. You know, it's sort of almost an effort of futility. But I really think that the only thing we can do is just keep plugging, you know, keep going, keep
right.
going, keep going.
Eventually people
right.
will catch
Snap
on
it.
To it. Right, exactly.
Right. I think it's already unfolding. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, I have faith in humanity. I see all kinds of tragic, horrible, evil shit all the time. But
right.
I also see really good stuff. The news media, which is also another tool of the powers that be
right.
to influence.
Psychological
and,
tool.
Yeah, and fuck with your mind.
Right. And mass.
Like, in huge numbers. The
right.
thing is, like, just like the, you know, the 3%.
Mm-hmm.
It only takes, let's just say there's a 3% of smart people, like, that really give a shit and really care. And
mm-hmm.
really see the big picture and aren't deluded by things, bullshit like 9/11 truth and 8/9/11 and the government
mm-hmm.
and so on, and the media and so on.
Right.
You know, those, you know, we're another fighting force and we're fighting for the minds and
mm-hmm.
we're fighting against people like Alex Jones and, you know, it's a sort of like, if you're the voice of reason and no one listens, it may seem like an effort and futility, but you gotta try at least. You know, you gotta give it everything you got and give
Absolutely.
It all. This is like lives are on the line. Already two and a half to 3 million people are dead, and I don't care if they're from Islam or if they're from Iraq or if they're from, you know, the Congo or if they're from Canada or if they're from California. I mean, the fact is that they're people, and they deserve to live and not be murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Just like
and
we,
that's a huge psychological tool as well, is the division of people. You know, to in other words,
divide and conquer.
Psychologically brainwash people to believe that other human beings that are the same as them are different and deserve death, you know, is
like,
insanity. And people fall for it, hook, line, and sinker.
Deserve
you know?
Is extreme. Even condoning, you know?
Right, exactly.
Well, they attacked us, so it's
right.
only fair. No, it's
millions
never fair.
Of them deserve to die. And, I mean, if you really get down to the brass tacks, you know, 3,000 people were killed here in America,
mm-hmm.
roughly.
Match up 3,000
you know.
To 3 million.
Right, 3 million, right. When is it enough, you know? Is it ever going to be
not
enough?
Even
is it ever going to end?
It's like 0.01 out of 100 or 0.001 out of 100.
Right.
It's retarded.
You know, I mean, the amounts of numbers, I mean, in other words, if you break it down, that, you know, 2.5 million or whatever, you know, per American, you know, how many lives are actually tacked on to per every American's head, you know?
You just gave me
how
a
many,
great idea.
You know, how many murders?
Yeah.
You know, to do the math, you know, I did it for Iraq. You know, I think I did, you know, it was 1.5 million, you know, divided by 300 million. You know, it comes
right.
out to like, I think it was like whatever it was, you know, like 235 human beings per American.
Right.
You know, do you
and
find
climbing.
That acceptable? You know,
yeah.
do you find that acceptable? Especially when, you know, the majority of those 235 human beings of women and children that were innocent.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and
to think that, you know, this is all
based on people don't think
life.
Along these lines. You know, they don't actually think about the numbers and how many souls are actually being, you know,
no,
incinerated off the earth.
All they care
right.
about is themselves. They're fucking
mm-hmm.
selfish human beings and they've been conditioned to be that way. It's
right.
like, if you... have a habit of smoking. All
right.
Right. I smoke 20 packs, 2 packs a day. Because you know, but you know, there's a cost to that, and you may not care about it now, but when you're when you have emphysema and you're lying on your deathbed and you can't breathe, maybe it'll click in. You know, maybe you'll awaken. But
yeah, but then
I mean,
too late.
I'm a smoker, and
so
I know my time is limited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, guys like me, I've done a lot of crazy shit, and you know, I'm less concerned about my life and more concerned about other people's lives. So if I don't live to an old age, I don't mind. But most people have a wife and kids, and you know, it's that's most people. And they need to be around for their families. I have nobody in my family left, so in my immediate family, and I'm like a lone wolf, and I'm throwing myself out there because I into the fire kind of thing, like because I got skills and talents, and it's sort of like the guy who. I'm tooting my own horn here. I'm sorry, but it's the kind of guy that, you know, holds the bridge together, the rope bridge together, and people walk over him, and then he falls to his death. You know, like that's me. But I don't mind it. I face that idea, and if I do live, well, you know, maybe I'll quit smoking. But I smoke profusely because it helps me. I think.
Yeah.
And anyways, I'm rambling.
Back to the psychology of 9/11, James.
Right. Well, the psychology is do or die at this point, because you know, we gotta give it our all to fight back, and it can be undone as quickly as it was done.
Right. And also I've noticed, you know, I get a lot of, you know, why do you care about this so much? You know, it was, you know, how long ago was it? You know, 9/11 happened. There's nothing you could do. It happened. It's over, you know.
Right. Oh, that's so ignorant.
This is, you know, the psychological mentality that I get from people, you know, is why do you care about this so much? And I tell them straight to their face because it's the reason, you know, it changed the world. And it's all bullshit and lies. It was intentionally done to change the world in their favor. And, you know, you're going to pay for it down the road if you don't wake up and recognize that, you know, this was the catalyst for all the shit that's happening today. You know, the police state, the wars, everything, you know.
TSA, NSA,
you know,
spying.
Right. All this. It all stems from 9/11. And
the government
nobody puts
is broke.
Right, and nobody
the
connects
is evil.
These dots. Right, the government was hijacked on 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and nobody connects these dots.
It was hijacked after Kennedy got assassinated. From there on,
right.
Was,
but I mean, 9/11 was when they really came out and blatantly, you know,
they started affecting
their
plan.
Put their plan into action.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they're like, we got all the resources we needed. We have a plan worked out over, you know, 15-year period, and we'll do this, and we'll do this, and we'll do this, and you know, at the end we'll blow them all down, and it's the planet's ours. It's like a bank heist.
And even leading up to 9/11, I'm saying, like NAFTA, you know, they started killing America way before 9/11. You know, they started bankrupting America. To put America into a position where it can be. You know, overtaken, overthrown.
You got to think that these guys are like masterminds, right?
Of course. Well, they control everything. They control the world markets. They control the money. They control everything.
They weaseled their way into these positions. They're devious, slimy, fucking cunts. And I swear, they are scared of us. And
absolutely. They're scared of their lie getting out, because without their lies in place, you know, their whole plans go right down the toilet. You
right.
know? Because once, you know, enough people, like it's, to quote Terrence McKenna, you know, it's the 5% rule. As long as,
okay.
you know, there isn't over 5% dissent in the population, they don't give a shit. They laugh at it, you know.
Okay.
But once it gets over 5%, then they'll start allocating money to destroy the dissent. And that's part of what the police state is here in America, is to destroy that dissent. So, you know, and people need to recognize this for exactly what it is. You know, the police state and all these, you know, what does a sheriff in Iowa in the middle of cornfields need an armored personnel tank for? To keep the peace.
Well, to drive around
you
and shoot people.
Right. But I'm saying, you know, I mean, just use your common sense. What did, you know, in middle America where there's no crime, there's no nothing, what do these, you know, law enforcement agencies need these, you know, basically militarized weapons and personnel carriers, you know? And people
just... It's
so just,
dark and sinister. It's like...
Right,
you know,
but
you
I mean,
I,
it's so... It's so blatant in your face, and nobody recognizes it for what it really is.
Maybe
that's
they do, but it's too chicken shit scared. Like some,
well, that
some
too.
People
that
do,
too. Yeah.
And you know, they don't want to stand out like a sore thumb and get mowed down.
Uh-huh.
They want to live. It's like my hide.
Yeah,
is
but
more
live in what?
Everybody else.
In other words, they're letting all this shit slip past. You know,
it gets worse.
Even
and
if
worse.
You do, even if you do
goes.
Live, what are you gonna be living in? You know, in a lockdown martial law police state that's turned, you know, they're turning this America into a communist country with socialism, you know. First
it's
socialism, then it's going to turn it, then it's going to turn into communism.
Well,
you know, where the state is going to dictate your life. Totally.
They have this plan to minimize the population of the world to 500 million. It's 8 billion now. So this can never be said enough. This is what they wrote
right.
in stone.
7.5 billion people they're going to, you know, annihilate.
They're going to wipe out 93% of them.
Right.
And, you know, who are they going to pick? You? Me?
Right. Of
I
course.
Mean,
we'll probably be first on the list, but, you know.
Well, exactly. They have a list of all the people that they don't like, and they're going
right.
for them. And
mm-hmm.
if you ever dissented, if you were ever... If you ever had a spine or a brain or
right.
a heart, then you are, you know, number one public, not public enemy, but
enemy to them. Right.
Enemy, yeah, pretty much. And, you know, it's like, no, we're not in Wonderland. No, we're not in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And no, we aren't in the Land of Oz either. We're in fucking...
Reality.
Planet Zion. It's like
right.
this is, we're in fucking the Twilight Zone, man.
Yeah.
This is like everything seems normal, but it fucking is not normal.
Not at all.
The least. People sit down. They go to work. They come home and they sit down and watch TV. They're indoctrinated by the news. The news
mm-hmm.
tells them that ISIS is coming for them, and they need more troops. And, you know, you need to sacrifice your liberty. And they're just like, okay. They're terrified.
Yeah.
They're scared. They're spineless. They're jellyfish.
Right.
And, you know, but it doesn't work on everybody.
No.
And
definitely God don't work
that.
On me.
It doesn't work on a ton of people. And they don't know how many. That's the funny thing is that some of these people... Maybe spineless and cowardly and all that shit, but some of these people are smart and fucking...
Yeah,
they're
totally aware of what's being done.
And, you know, when the time comes, they'll come out of the woodwork. And
right.
that's the thing that they're scared of. They don't know if this is foolproof.
Right.
If they think it is,